I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight, it's jazz on the campus of Knox College in Galesburg. The Knox Jazz Ensemble performs Mary Lou Williams' Camel Hop, the Diane Schur Count Basie arrangement of Caught a Touch of Your Love, and they'll play works by Bobby Darin, Horace Silver, and the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra. That's the Knox Jazz Ensemble tonight at 7 o'clock in the Kresge Recital Hall on the Knox campus. It's free and open to the public.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, oh, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall,
and the mountains should crumble into the sea,
I won't cry. No, I won't cry. I won't shed a tear.
Just as long as you stand by me.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. In an idealized 1950 setting, the classic themes of love won, lost, and imagined blend with evocative slice-of-life emotions. Featuring 38 of the greatest songs ever recorded, Smokey Joe's Cafe isn't just great pop music, it's great musical theater. Songs of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller make up Smokey Joe's Cafe. It's presented by the WIU Department of Theater and Dance tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 each evening in the Hainlein Theater on the WIU campus. It's directed by Egla Hassan. You can find tickets for Smokey Joe's Cafe at the Hainlein Theater box office. The phone number is 309-298-2900. More theater in Macomb, or should we say theater within theater. The Macomb Community Theater presents Moon Over Buffalo, a comedy by Ken Ludwig. It's a backstage farce following a third-rate touring repertory company performing in Buffalo, New York in the 1950s. It's rumored that director Frank Capra will drop in on a performance, but what show will they see? Will the leading lady run away with her agent? Will the leading man be sober enough to emote? Moon Over Buffalo, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 each evening at the Macomb Community Theater. The performances are all in the Pat Crane Memorial Theater, a mile and a quarter south of Macomb High School on South Johnson Road. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for senior citizens, and $6 for students. For reservations, call 309-837-1828 or email livetheater@macomb.com. Tomorrow evening in Montrose, Iowa, Montrose Riverfront, Inc. presents the Fall Music Show, featuring Gary Julia and Amber Wagner, Gary and Millie Von Oy, Kirk Brandenberger, Brian Wagner, Dave Roth, and Ed Long. A soup and sandwich supper will be served between 5 and 7 for a free will donation. The price is $6 per person. It's at the Montrose Riverfront Landing Building in Montrose, Iowa, tomorrow night at 7. In Galesburg tomorrow night in the beautiful Orpheum Theater, the Knox Galesburg Symphony presents 14-year-old Daniel Wrong. The pianist will be featured in the Mozart Piano Concerto No. 19. Also on the program, Mozart's Symphony No. 27 and Gallagher's Fantasy for Strings, part of the Knox Galesburg Symphony's International Call for Scores. The Knox Galesburg Symphony Orchestra continues its 61st season tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. In Monmouth, the Monmouth College Chamber Orchestra will be performing on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Cash Performance Hall in the Dahl Chapel and Auditorium on the Monmouth College campus. Under the direction of Carolyn Suda, the orchestra will be performing Franz Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 80. They'll also perform two string pieces, Edlin's Russian Rhapsody and O'Fallon's Gaelic Overture, and the full orchestra will conclude the concert with selections from Fiddler on the Roof. The Monmouth College Chamber Orchestra, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's free and open to the public in the Cash Performance Hall. Also on Sunday afternoon at Culver-Stockton College, the combined choirs of Culver-Stockton College, accompanied by the Chamber Orchestra, present the annual CSC Masterworks Concert. This year's masterwork, Mozart's Requiem. It's free and open to the public. It starts at 3 o'clock in the Alexander Campbell Auditorium in the Performing Arts Center on the Culver-Stockton campus in Canton, Missouri. On Sunday evening, back on the WIU campus in Macomb, WIU School of Music faculty member István Szabó presents a viola recital. It also is free and open to the public. It features works by Vitali, Glinka, Brook, and Prokofiev. It's in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall, and it starts at 7:30 Sunday evening. On Monday in Macomb, the Rialto Theater continues the fall film series. This week's film is Beasts of the Southern Wild, a critically acclaimed fantasy about a 6-year-old girl living in a community in the Southern Bayou. This PG-13 film will be presented on Monday evening at 7:05 and 9:25, and on Tuesday afternoon, the show will begin at noon, followed by showings at 2:20 and 4:50. Beasts of the Southern Wild at the Rialto Cinemas in Macomb, part of the fall film series. On Wednesday afternoon, at the Garden Lounge of the Malpas Library on the WIU campus, it's Weaving Historical Strands. Learn about the earliest evidence of weaving and the making of international textiles. Students from around the world will be on hand to model their traditional costumes. And there will also be opportunities to play with the various fibers and to participate in a dyeing exercise if you want to get your hands dirty. Weaving Historical Strands, Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock in the Garden Lounge of the Malpas Library. On Thursday, as part of the celebration of the 2012 International Education Week, the Center for International Studies continues its participation in the Global Lens film series. On Wednesday, the film will be Tollbooth. This Turkish film features a taciturn tollbooth attendant who shuffles between a suffocating home life with his ailing father and the monotony of the box where he works. After a reassignment to a desolate country road, he begins a flirtatious relationship with a woman who drives by each day, Tollbooth. That will be at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening in the Sandberg Theater in the WIU Student Union. And on Thursday, the film will be Stolen Life. This Chinese film is about a young girl who is taken to live with her aunt and grandmother in Beijing. Surprising everyone in the hostile household, Yanni is accepted to college. As she prepares to begin her new life, an encounter with a delivery boy triggers a series of unexpected events. Stolen Life. That's at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening in the Sandberg Theater on the WIU campus, all part of the Global Lens film series. Thursday evening at St. Paul Church in Macomb, Western Illinois University presents the 19th Annual Holiday Festival of Choirs at Thanksgiving. Under the artistic direction of Dr. James Stiegel, this multi-ensemble choral spectacular will start at 7:30 in the evening at 309 West Jackson Street in Macomb. It features the Western Illinois University Singers, Madrigal Singers and Concert Choir. Guest choirs include the Macomb High School Madrigal Singers and Concert Choir. And Gail Cooper is the Holiday Festival Organist. The theme of Thanksgiving and Christmastide resonates throughout the performance, and the audience can join the chorus during the Holiday Festival Choir traditional sing-along, including the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah. General admission only tickets are $15. It's free to WIU students with valid ID. They can be purchased through the Hainline Theater box office. The phone number is 309-298-2900. That's Monday through Friday from noon until 5 p.m. The Holiday Festival of Choirs at Thanksgiving, Thursday night at 7:30 at St. Paul Church in Macomb. A week from tomorrow night, at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series continues with Bob Bovee and Gail Heil. They'll bring their wide repertoire of old-time country music to the Hickory Ridge Coffee House. That's Saturday night, November 17th at 7:30 p.m. Performing on guitar, banjo, harmonica, and fiddle, this award-winning duo combines square dance tunes, cowboy songs, blues, ragtime, novelty numbers, and yodels into an engaging evening of old-time fun. The Hickory Ridge Coffee House is hosted by Illinois singer-songwriter and folk musician Chris Villillo. It starts at 7:30 p.m. The lobby opens at 6:30 p.m. The admission charge is $5 for adults, $3 for children under 12. The Illinois State Museum Dixon Mounds branch is located between Lewiston and Havana off Illinois Routes 78 and 97. And don't forget that on December 1st, here in our very own studios at Tri-States Public Radio, we'll be presenting The Caravan of Thieves. This slightly crazed little ensemble blends gypsy jazz with a whole lot of other things along the way. It's a not exactly historically accurate view of gypsy jazz. They'll be here at 7 p.m. on December 1st, and tickets are still available by giving us a call at 1-800-895-2912 or by visiting us on the web at tristatesradio.com. Another celebration concert with Caravan of Thieves.
Ticket for the thrill ride. I know you saw me coming, I was dumb and young and humming. A tune about how something I'll find true love.
You work so perfect, just like a spider.
The more that I could fight it, the more you never wide. Could've known it, falling for a backslider. Shim, sham, money.
I'm Ken Zombly. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.